Hi there, welcome back to She Speaks Life. If you don't already get my emails, I have a link to my website on the show notes. I don't want you to miss out on resources and new products coming your way that will get you VIP access for huge discounts. So just go on my website link and hit Let's Connect once you're there, and you'll get a free download and then upcoming stuff that's coming around the corner. This week, I am so excited to have Shayna Rattler as our guest. Shayna is a powerhouse of a speaker and is the founder of a God Shift movement that encourages women to live out their destiny and have a deeper understanding of God and their identity in Him. She has a podcast of her own called A God Shift and has published multiple books. So I can't wait for you to hear her today. So let's jump in to our conversation with Shayna. Shayna, before we kick off with your story, would you share with us a favorite scripture verse?
Absolutely. So my favorite scripture, I consider it to be an anchor scripture because it really does seem to be one that anchors me in every single season of my life, is Lamentations 3 and 23, where it reminds us that God's mercies are new every single morning. Great is His faithfulness. And there's a song that's out right now that is based on that scripture as well. So it just happens to be my favorite song. I listened to it this morning in the car. It came on and I've been singing it nonstop this morning as well.
That's awesome. I love that. Yes, He is an anchor. I know I listened to something recently and they went in the whole description of the anchor. It was really interesting. They just kind of broke it down and it was great. Okay, so let's get into how did your ministry begin? Share a little bit about yourself and kind of the story, Shayna, behind A God Shift Movement.
Yeah. Well, I think first it's helpful for context of the conversation to define what is a God shift, because it's intriguing and it's catchy and it oohs and ahs, but nobody knows what the heck it means. So my definition of a God shift is the moment a disruption in your life collides with God's purpose and moves you into a greater destiny. And I believe that when we think about disruption, when we think about any unexpected circumstance in our life, God uses that to get our attention, because for many of us, we're putting energy into something that is not on the path that He has planned for us. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's in our relationships, our mindset, whatever it is. But for me personally, in 2018, after being in entrepreneurship since 2007, my God shift moment was when the Lord allowed everything in my business to completely dry up. And for sake of time and boredom of all the details, what I can tell you, Jamie, is that I was being called to ministry. And for those of us who are parents, especially those of you who may have more than one child, you know what it's going to take to get the attention of your child. And the Lord knew that I was going to consider myself to be the least likely person to ever be called to ministry, that He couldn't have allowed my business to continue to flourish, the speaking engagements to come in from other countries. If He would have allowed things to be business as usual, I would have never, ever paid attention to the fact that He was calling me to ministry. And so back in 2018, when everything dried up, He basically was sharing with me all of the things that I've put in you that you've been using over the years to build the marketplace. I now want you to take those same gifts and abilities and use them to help me build the kingdom.
So good. Yeah, He does disrupt like what you're doing, you know, whether it be like financial loss and you with your job drying up, you know, just to kind of show us there's a little going to be a shift in what you've been doing.
And it's not always negative either. True. You know, I think when we hear disruption, we always think that it's negative, but sometimes when God is asking us to shift, we've done everything we've set out to do. We're making the most money we've ever made. I liken it to sometimes He's going to ask us to let go of trash, and other times He's going to ask us to let go of treasures. And I think the trashy situations can sometimes be the easiest ones to walk away from. But what do you do when everything in your life is going well? And the Lord says, okay, I now need you to do something different. I need you to be someone different. I need you to be like Abram and go to that place that I will show you. What do you do then?
Right. You help others to really get a grasp on that greater destiny. I think we hear that a lot. So can you just expand on destiny and what do you do in your God Shift movement as well to help others?
Yeah. So I first want to bring some clarity to four different words that I hear people use interchangeably as if they're synonyms and they're not. That's assignment, calling, purpose, and destiny. All of those words, we just use them like if they all mean the same thing, but they're completely different. So assignment, your assignment is who you help, and your assignment can change with the seasons. Your calling is how you help them. Do you preach? Do you speak? Do you teach? Do you coach? Do you knit? Whatever it is. Your purpose is why you're here, the impact that you're supposed to have with those people that you're called to. And your destiny is where your purpose takes you. And so our assignment changes. Our calling can sometimes, you know, maybe look a little bit different in the way that we do it, but our purpose never changes, and our destiny is where it takes us to. And so when we find ourselves in the middle of a God shift moment, we have to recognize that it's an invitation from God. Our part is, are we going to see what it is that he needs us to see? Are we going to learn what it is that he needs us to learn? And many of us, are we going to be willing to go where it is that he needs us next? And so everything that we do here at A God Shift, and we do it through a number of different ways. I have a podcast. I have a television show. We have books primarily used in media. Yes, I do preach and speak, but primarily we get our message out to the masses in the form of media. And what we do is we help you to understand, if you're in the middle of your God shift, we help you to identify why is God using what he's using to get your attention, and then get clear. What is it that you want? What is it that God wants for you? But more importantly, what is your role to play in the will to get there? Because I told someone yesterday, I said, you know, it's interesting that if you think about any project you've ever been on, any team that you've ever participated in, it's never the sole responsibility of the leader to do everything. But yet, since we've been taught that God is all powerful and he's all knowing, which he is all of those things, I think it causes us to undercompensate for what it is that we're supposed to do. And we think that since he's this all-powerful leader, that he's just going to let us sit back and do everything. But we have to recognize that we have a role to play in his will for our lives. But most of us have not been taught, number one, that we have authority as believers to do what Jesus did and more. When the word says, greater works than these shall you do in my name because I'm going to the Father. What does that mean? That means that God and Jesus are in heaven and we have a role to play with the Holy Spirit that is left inside of us. And very few believers, either one, recognize that we have authority, or two, we haven't been equipped to realize what our role is. And so at A God Shift, we want to say, why has this disruption happened? And then what are the things that you can do? Because God can't do it. We can't do it without God, but he won't do it without us. So what is our role? And so that's what we do, is teach you how to identify what your role is and then give you tangible steps of how to walk out that authority.
So good and so true. I mean, I think back of, you know, all those times, you know, that he planted something in my heart. It all required me to go and do it and have put in the action and, you know, the faith. And it wasn't just gonna, you know, happen on its own. So, and it's so true that most of us may not know or even just forget that we do have that authority. Mm-hmm. We have the Holy Spirit. That's, you know, Jesus left that with us, you know. And so I love everything that you said. It's so true. What could you say to a listener that feels like God has put something in her heart, but she is just battling that fear that most of us maybe encounter at first? Because oftentimes I feel like God stretches and takes us into that unknown territory so that we can solely rely on him and not on, you know, our own self, necessarily our, you know, past experiences or skills. What could you say to that listener?
I would say he almost always says that. I, faith never makes sense in our current context. If we knew, especially immediately, exactly what to do and how to do it, we would never need him. Like, there would be no point of having a relationship with God, because we would just wake up every day with absolute certainty about what to do and the clarity about how to get there. But that's what keeps us stuck. Right. And that's why we're fearful, because we don't know every step. But it tells us in Psalms 119, 105 that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It never promised us that it was going to be a light out into the distance and show you every single step that you're going to take into the distance. But we live in a world where there is no lack of information. And so we're most fearful because we don't know what is going to happen next. And I say, you don't need to know what's going to happen next. There's so much that we can do based on what he's already said, instead of waiting on what it is that he's going to say next. And let me let you in on a little spoiler alert. He isn't going to say anything else until you do what he told you last. And so if you're unclear about what it is that he told you last, then where can you go to get the information? Because unless that thing is so into the future that no one else has ever done it, which is very unlikely, there's either going to be someone who has done something similarly. There's going to be a book about it. There's going to be a Google search that you can do to at least obtain some of the information. And so then you have to ask yourself, am I willing to take a step that is laced with uncertainty? And if the answer to that is no, then just log off of this podcast right now, because there's nothing else that Jamie and I are going to be able to say to you that's going to help you in any facet of your life. But if your answer to that is, yes, I'm willing to take a step, even if I have limited information, then once you take that step, you usually realize that whatever it is that you feared would happen probably didn't happen at all. And even if it did, you're now asking yourself, okay, and? Like, it didn't really change much in the grand scheme of things. So that's what I would say to someone is, can you at least get enough information to halfway know what you're doing and then take that step? And then for some of you, can you get comfortable enough taking a step even if you don't know? Because sometimes you're not going to know, and I don't think we always have to know. The how is absolutely none of our business. The only thing that God needs is our yes.
Yeah, and that's what I go back on. Like whenever I got to that point where, you know, I had doubts or was scared stepping out, I just went back to his voice and his that why, you know, it's because he wants me to do this. And so if he wants me to do this, then nothing else should matter. Nobody's opinion or, you know, even my own inner voice, the enemy, whatever is trying to prevent me from moving forward. I go back to when God showed me or when he told me or when that thing got planted in my heart. And so I love that. Okay. I know some struggle with hearing God's voice. Do you go through that in a God shift movement? Because I know that's a big one that people are like, is that God's voice? Is that my voice? Is it the enemy? What? Yeah. How to decide what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. I do all the time, especially with the big things. I'm like, oh, wait, Lord, was that you? You sure that was you, or that was just me, or I didn't hear right? But even with that, you know, number one, God speaks to us in so many different ways. But he does. He's not in the habit of repeating himself. So for many people, we heard what he said. We just doubt what he said, or doubt that we're equipped to be able to do it. So what do? We wait for confirmation, and we're actually nowhere in the Word did it tell us to get confirmation. It said, act. It said, do what I told you to do. But do I go through that? I absolutely go through that. But I also go back to a very similar approach to that I do with fear. Sometimes you're not always going to know. But the good news is that God is the best GPS that is out there. So Jamie and I realized at the beginning of this that we live in about 3.5 hours away from one another. So if I left my house and I was headed to her house and I was supposed to go left when I should have gone right, my GPS is going to reroute me and get me back on track. And so there's very few, if anything, wrong directions that we can take that God will not reroute us and get us back on track. And so stop looking for reasons to not do what it is that he told you to say. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, I'm full of doubt. Oh, what if it isn't him? So you're just never going to do anything in your life because you don't have absolute clarity? Do you think Moses had absolute clarity when he walked towards the burning bush? Do you think Noah had absolute clarity when he got on that boat? Do you think that Esther had absolute clarity when she went to the king knowing that she could be beheaded by not being summoned? Like, I don't mm-hmm. think that God wants us to always have clarity. I think what he wants to do is he wants us to trust him enough to just be obedient. And so I think that most of the things that we come up with as believers are just excuses. Now, some of them are sexy and they're wrapped up in Swarovski crystals, but at the end of the day, it's just, you know, stop looking for all the reasons that it won't work and start looking for the reasons that it will work. And like you said, you had to go back to, did he tell me to do this? Well, if he told me to do this, then he's not going to let me fall so far away that I can never come back from it. And he'll just reroute me to get me on the path. And so we have to wake up every single day saying, and I tell my mother this all the time, you immediately go to why something won't work. Has it ever occurred to you that there's a chance that it might? So can we look for the ways that it might, instead of it being our knee-jerk reaction to go, oh, but I'm scared. Oh, but it might not have been him. Like, so what if it wasn't? Do you think that he's the type of father who's like, Jamie went left and I wish she would have heard me telling her to go right. Oh, well, too bad. No destiny for her. Like, come on. He's a gracious father and he loves us. Like, what kind of God do we think we serve? It's absurd, the things that we come up with. And I'm not diminishing it because it's normal. But I hope that people go, yeah, I was probably being a little ridiculous in my way of thinking and my way of doing things.
Well, I think the huge thing is just trusting in God to know that he's going to equip us no matter, you know, what. Like when he gives us an assignment, when we have a calling, like he is going to equip us. And I think we struggle with trusting that because it's not something that we can necessarily see with our natural eyes. And I think that when we can't see something, we have a hard time believing it. And that's where faith comes in, because faith is, like you said, it's not going to make sense when, you know, all the stories that you mentioned in the Bible, and one of them, I was just reading about Gideon and how, you know, God whittled down his soldiers down to, I think, 300, and then no weapons to go to war, just a torchlight with covered clay pots. And, you know, and then you're going to break the clay pots, and that's what's going to win you the war, because the enemy got all confused and started fighting with each other. And it's like, there's no way Gideon was going, that's what's going to happen, you know? But God is so, his ways are not our ways. And so I love that we can just trust in him and know that he's faithful, and know that when we put our faith in him, that he never fails us. And so can you share with us more about books that you write and anything else that you would like to share?
I will. But before we move on, for what you just said, I want to point everyone to Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. So every time we sit around and we think we're not qualified, every time we sit around and try to convince ourselves that we're not ready yet, I want you to go back to Ephesians 2 and 10. So, you know, the good works that we're going to do, he prepared ahead of time. So he not only prepared the works, but he prepared us as well. And so I always like to go, you know, don't just take my word for it. What does the word say? But to answer your question, I did write a book recently called A God Shift, and it's the subtitle is A Divine Move from Disruption to Destiny. But I want to teach one of the strategies that is in there of how do you do all of these things that we talked about, because I don't want people to leave this podcast and have a lot of information that they can't apply. So I want to give you all a formula. I hope you're writing this down. It's the ABCs to unlock heaven. The A is for align. You first have to be aligned with his will, his words, and his way, or authority does not work. The B is belief. And we can't just believe that God's able, but we have to believe that he's willing to do it for us. You know, we quote the scripture that God is no respecter of persons, but I bet you every single person can listen to this listening to this can think of a time that they fell into the trap of thinking that I don't necessarily know that that's going to happen to me, especially if you've been waiting for something a very long time. And then the C is the most important one, and that is confession. So when you are aligned with what God's word says and you know what his ways are, when you believe that not only is he able to do it, but he's able to do it for you, and you can look at Ephesians 2 and 10 and know that you also are equipped, then you have to begin to speak the words out of your mouth that align with what it is that you're believing for. I did something on Instagram about a month ago now. And I said, are your words in alignment with what it is that you're believing for? Because so often we joke about things that we know we don't want to happen. We say things like, oh, gas is so high, you know, things are just getting out of control. And it's not that that's not the current reality, but I just always want to be mindful of making sure that the words that I'm confessing out of my mouth are actually in alignment with what it is that I'm believing for, even if it's not the current reality, and even if it has not, I haven't currently seen it. And you said that a minute ago, we have a hard time trusting what we can't see with our natural eyes. Just like our hearts are deceptive, our natural eyes are so deceptive. And so what I want to admonish us to do is that, can we get in the habit of believing what we see with our spiritual eyes and ignoring what we see with our natural eyes? Because I believe that my son is going to do something, even though I was just spent 3 weeks with him and I don't see it with my natural eyes. I believe that my husband is on the way, even though I don't have a ring on my finger. And so when you think about Isaiah 46 and 10, when it says that the Lord declared the end from the beginning, that means that every single thing that we allow to come out of our mouths have to be in alignment with what it is that we're believing for. And if we will get in alignment, if we will believe, and if we will begin to confess with our mouths, that's how we know that we're operating in the authority that God left us. And with that authority, there isn't anything that we can't accomplish, and there is not an adversity that we cannot overcome. And so if you don't take anything away from this, write down that. I do have a free gift because we talked a lot about shifting, and I wrote this guide and it's called When God Says Shift, because there's going to be four shifts, specific shifts that are going to be required regardless of what it is that you're shifting from or what it is that you're shifting towards. And we didn't get into kind of what some of those things are, but they can download that at godsaysshift.com. That's godsaysshift.com. And it's going to be the four shifts that are going to be required if you want to get out of disruption and you want to get into a greater destiny. But begin to watch the words that come out of your mouth. I don't even joke about things that I don't want to happen.
So good. I am a true believer in that. Like, I would go on walks and I started saying it out loud what I wanted done, right? It was aligned with scripture, but say I was struggling with just tennis elbow. And instead of praying about it on my own, I'm like shouting it out for healing and like voicing it out. There was also another thing, attack on the family. And I just spoke it out, like, in Jesus' name, this is not going to harm my family. And I mean, literally seen mountains like move over speaking it out. And I'm even in the middle of printing up journals where not only are you writing it down, the verse, but you are speaking it out over yourself, because I am such a huge believer in that. It really does work. You may feel a little silly at first. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, practice. If anybody's going to hear me right now, I think I'm going to be like talking to myself, but I don't care. I'll do it. I know it works. So,
and if I catch myself saying something, then I immediately go, I reverse that. I am not in agreement with that, because it happens. You know what I mean? Like, my mom, you know, she was like, you know, my hair was falling out and I thought, good Lord, now I'm going to be bald. I said, you better cancel that.
Yeah.
Don't get in agreement with that.
Don't receive that. Okay. Brief takeaway. And then where can people connect with you?
Yes. So the biggest thing that I want people to do is begin to practice confessing. Find the scriptures that align with what it is that you're believing for and begin to speak in the present tense. That's why the word says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because it doesn't matter what your current circumstances are. So for the next 7 days of hearing this, I want you to begin practicing speaking things that are in alignment. And when you catch yourself slipping up, because it's not going to happen overnight, I want you to cancel that you're not in agreement with what it is that you spoke, and then just re-speak it again, you know, in a different way. It's not like you're damned and, you know, it's never going to happen. You know, you haven't just cursed the world of words, but you do need to, right. you know, to correct it. And so that's the biggest takeaway, is recognize that you are prepared, you are ready, you do have authority, but the biggest weapon that you have as a believer is your mouth. And I want them to, over the next 7 days, to become more mindful of what it is that they're saying and start to practice that. And I promise you that your life will change forever. And if it doesn't, I want you to inbox me. You can find me everywhere is a God shift. It doesn't matter if it's on Facebook, if it's on Instagram, everywhere you can find me is a God shift. If it doesn't work for you, call me out.
So good. It's so true. Well, thank you, Shayna, for coming on here. I really appreciate all the wisdom and words were so powerful. And I love how you broke everything down for us to understand it clearly. So thank you, Shayna.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I trust that God has encouraged you through this story. Did you know this podcast is on YouTube? Hop on there and subscribe, and you can see a live recording of each episode. And for more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com. That's J-A-Y-M-E. Elizabeth.com. And let's connect beyond this podcast by going to my Instagram handle, Jamie Elizabeth, She Speaks Life, or Facebook. Until next time, my friend, I hope God reveals himself through your own life story.